நமஃ ப்ரணவார்த்தாய சுத ஜ்ஞானைகமூர்த்தயே நிர்மலாய ப்ரசாந்தாய தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்தயே நம. நிரஞ்சனம் நித்யம் அனந்த ரூபம் பக்தானுகம்பா த்ருத விக்ரஹம் வை ஈஷாவதாரம் பரமேஷமீத்யம் தம் ராமகிருஷ்ணம் சிரசா நமாமி. யதாக்னேர்தாயிகா சக்தி ராமகிருஷ்ணே ஸ்திதாகியா சர்வவித்யாஸ்வரூபாந்தாம் சாரதாம் ப்ரணமாம்யஹம். ப்ரபண்ண பாரிஜாதாய ஸ்தோத்ரவேத்ரைக பாணய ஞானமுத்ராய கிருஷ்ணாய கீதாம்ருததுகே நமஹ. சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஸ்ரீ பகவானுவாச: குதஸ்வா கஷ்மலமிதம் விஷமே சமுபஸ்திதம் அனார்யஜுஷ்டமஸ்வர்க்யம் அகீர்த்திகரம் அர்ஜுன க்ளைப்யம் மாஸ்மகமஃ பார்த்த நைதத்வை உபபத்யதே க்ஷுத்ரம் ஹ்ருதய தௌர்பல்யம் த்யக்தோத்திஷ்ட பரந்தப. பகவான் வாண்டட் டு ஹெல்ப் அர்ஜுனா, ஹூ வாஸ் டிப்ரெஸ்ட் அண்ட் கன்ஃபியூஸ்ட் அண்ட் ஹூ இஸ் நாட் ஏபிள் டு மேக் எ ப்ராப்பர் டெசிஷன் அண்ட் வாண்டட் டு நோ வெதர் அர்ஜுனா ஹஸ் எக்ஸாஸ்டட் ஆல் ஹிஸ் சப்ரஸ்ட் ஃபீலிங்ஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் ஹி யூஸ்ட் certain strong words as a whipping up the hearts like that. He used certain strong words so that Arjuna can be free from delusion if the delusion is a superficial one. If it is a deep-rooted one, then Arjuna has to come out openly to seek guidance from the Lord. With this double intention, Bhagavan used certain words. Though Sarvajna, Bhagavan did not venture to teach Arjuna because he knew Arjuna has not yet exhausted. Unless a person asks openly, telling that I am ignorant, I want your suggestion, Shastra says you should not teach him. Vachyam Shraddha Sametasya ப்ருச்சதஶ்ச விசேஷதஹ ஸ்ரத்தாஹீனஸ்ய து ப்ரோக்தம் அரண்ய ருதிதோபமாம். இஃப் யூ ஸ்டார்ட் அட்வைஸ் சம்படி ஹூ டசன்ட் வேல்யூ யுவர் வேர்ட்ஸ், இட் வில் பி லைக் எ அரண்ய ருதிதம். அரண்ய ருதிதம் மீன்ஸ் க்ரைங் இன் தி ஃபாரஸ்ட். இன் தி ஃபாரஸ்ட் நோபடி இஸ் தேர் டு ஹியர் யுவர் க்ரை, ஸோ யுவர் வேர்ட்ஸ் வில் பி வேஸ்டட் if a person doesn't seek your suggestion. And if we look back our life, very cheaply available is this lip service only. Nobody wants our suggestion, nobody wants our guidance, but still we cannot keep quiet. We want to show our intelligence or we want to show our greatness. Therefore even our own children don't accept our words. So they think that we are ignorant, we think that they are ignorant. Since we are elders, we make an adventure of guiding them, but they don't reciprocate. So Shastra says, unless a person asks for it, that too very clearly he has to ask, that I am ignorant, I want your suggestion. Unless a person asks for it, never give this highest knowledge called ஆத்மக் ஞானம். பகவான் நியூ ஆல் தீஸ் ரூல்ஸ், பகவான் நியூ ஆல் தீஸ் சைக்கலாஜிக்கல் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ், ஸோ ஹீ டிட் நாட் டீச் எனி திங் ஸோ ஃபார். சின்ஸ் அர்ஜுனா ஹேஸ் நாட் கம் அவுட் ஓப்பன்லி, அர்ஜுனா ஹேஸ் நாட் இட் சரண்டர்ட் டு லார்ட், ஹி ஹேஸ் நாட் டாட் எனி திங் டு அர்ஜுனா. அட் தி சேம் டைம் ஆஸ் எ ஃப்ரெண்ட் ஹி ஹேஸ் டு ஹெல்ப் அர்ஜுனா, தேர் ஃபோர் ஹி யூஸ்ட் சர்டன் வேர்ட்ஸ், ஸ்ட்ராங் வேர்ட்ஸ். பட் தி ஸ்ட்ராங் வேர்ட்ஸ் worked nicely, like a whipping up and heart. When you whip up your heart, it will go fast. Similarly, Arjuna also is going to come out with open mind, and he is going to express all his suppressed feelings in a summarized manner. Arjuna uvacha katham bhishmam maham sankhe dronam cha madhusudana ishubhish pratiyotyami pujarha varisudana. Arjuna addresses the Lord, he Madhusudana, he Harisudana. Addressing twice signifies that he is in intense grief. He says, katham bhishmam dronam cha aham pratiyotyami. How can I fight Bhishma and Drona? Katham pratiyotyami. Even if they fight, how can I fight back? And that too in Sankhya, in this battle, Ishubhihi, with sharp arrows. Why can't you fight, if you ask? He says, Arjuna says, they are pujarhau. They deserve worship from me, they deserve respect from me, not these arrows. They don't deserve these arrows. He addresses Bhagavan as a Madhusudana, a Harisudana, indicating that, Krishna, you killed so many enemies. You killed so many people. Fortunately for you, they were all your enemies, and fortunately they were all asuras also. But my case is different, since I have to fight with my own kith and kin and with my own elders. What is the greatness of this Bhishma and Drona? He says, Bhishma's glory is, he is a Naishtika Brahmachari. Whole life he sacrificed for the sake of his father. Entire pleasure in his life he has sacrificed, and he has Ichcha Mrityuhu, and he is a great Yagi. What about Dronacharya? He is a versatile genius in archery, and he happened to be my own guru. I have learnt this archery from him. I have to use this archery against him. I cannot fight back these worshipful ones.
Gurunahatvahi mahanubhavan seyo bhoktum bhaikshamapiha loke hatvata kamant guruni haiva bhunjiya bhogan rutirapadikdan.
Here suddenly the meter changes. This change of meter generally used whenever the speaker is in anxiety or in more happiness, like that emotional mood is conveyed through this change of meter. Here the conflict is Bhishma Vadham versus Bhaikshyam. This is called Dharma Sankata in Arjuna's life. If he has to fight, he has to kill Bhishma. If he has to avoid war, he cannot live in this country. So he has to go for forest, and he has to take recourse to Bhiksha Jeevanam, begging. Both are, according to Arjuna, killing elders is a sin. And take a kshatriya taking mendicant life, that way an householder taking begging life, beggary, that also is a sin. Between these two sins, I prefer lesser sin. Killing is certainly a higher sin, taking bhiksha is lesser sin, therefore I prefer lesser sin. If I could not fight with these elders, I have to go for begging. Begging is allowed only for brahmachari or vanaprastha or a sannyasi. A grihastha can never beg. If grihastha also starts begging, who will feed? So grihastha, and that too a kshatriya, begging is not at all allowed. He says, ihe loke bhaikshyam api shreyaha bhoktum. In this world, it is better to live on begging. Bhiksha means food collected in one house is called bhiksha. Food collected in many houses is called bhaikshyam. Killing elders is papam. Taking bhiksha also is papam. But begging is better than killing, since it is a lesser papam. Between the devil and deep sea, I prefer to choose only devil. Often in our life also, we generally sideline towards a wrong decision. just in front of him Bhagwan is standing. Without seeking for guidance, we generally select a wrong decision due to our confusion. Here Arjuna says, rather than Mahanubhavan Gurun Ahatva, without killing my gurus who are very great, Anubhava means Mahima, they are very great in their personal life, without killing them, Iha Loke Bhaikshyam Api Sreyaha, in this world even begging is a better one. If you ask what is the reason, he says, by killing them, even if I get some material prosperity, by killing them I will win the war, by winning the war I will get back kingdom, so naturally I will have material prosperity and enjoyments, but those enjoyments Gurun Hatva Bhunjiya Arthakaman Bhogan, the enjoyments, that prosperity, material prosperity, wealth and enjoyments which I am going to receive by killing these gurus, are Rudhira Pradikdan, are smeared with blood. The victory is mixed with the blood of kith and kin. Since I will have guilt consciousness, by killing them I will have guilt consciousness. Whenever I am trying to enjoy an object after their death, when I enjoy an object, naturally in my mind there will be a thought that I have killed my grandfather for this pleasure only. Like that I will have guilt consciousness. I don't want to live with guilt consciousness. Therefore, I will never commit such a heinous act. We may ask, so much of dharma adharma you are thinking, but Bhishmacharya and Dronacharya don't think at all about this. Before war, Yudhishthira went for seeking blessing from Bhishma, Drona and Shalya. All of them told one same point. It comes in Mahabharata. Here Bhishma says, we are all slave to money, we are all slave to pleasures of the life, therefore we could not go for dharma, we are siding with adharma. He said, Arthasya Daso Purushaha Nartho Dhasastu Kasyachite Idam Satya Maharaja Bhadnosmi Arthena Kauravaihi. Aham Bhadnosmi Kauravaihi Arthena. I am bound by Kauravas. Kauravas means Dhritarashtras. Therefore only I could not go for dharma. I am fighting against dharma. I am fighting with adharma, with the people who are adharmic. Why? Arthasya dhasaha purushaha. All human beings are slave to money. All are slave to money. And arthaha na dhasaha kasyachit. But money is not at all slave to anybody. Money is always the master. It comes when it wants and it goes when it wants. But the person who thinks that I have acquired money is a fool, because he is always a dhasaha. When we ask Arjuna, if they have this type of ideas, why can't you have? So Arjuna says, since everyone needs sense pleasures, since everyone needs entertainment, everybody will be addicted for artha only, money only. Without money, how can they have sense pleasures in the world? Having desire for sense pleasures is the cause for slavery to the money, but it is their problem, it is their weakness. I don't have that type of weakness. I am ready to give everything, including my kingdom. I am ready to go for even begging, because I am afraid of dharma and adharma. It is their problem. It is not my problem. I cannot make somebody good or proper. If they don't have discrimination, what can I do? But I have a proper discrimination. Here also you can find Arjuna is very adamant in his wrong decision. It is a wrong decision. Escaping from war is a wrong decision. That too at this crucial juncture. But here, up to this shloka, Arjuna is very, very adamant. And Bhagavan also cannot do anything. until he switches over from wrong decision to doubt, Bhagavan has to wait. He has to wait for the conversion from wrong decision to a doubt. This conversion is a very big leap in one's life. Acceptance of ignorance, acceptance of helplessness generally comes only when a person is a great hero and when a person is a great dharmic person. Because of punya phala only, this type of humility will come. When I have to accept that I am ignorant, I have to have humility in my mind. This humility comes, this objectivity, whether whatever I am thinking, whatever the thoughts in my mind is proper or not, to verify it objectively, to verify my mind objectively, to verify my decisions objectively, it needs a tremendous humility and intellectual honesty. Arjuna, being a great hero, being a dharmic man, he could not appreciate his own decision. He has decided not to fight, he has thrown away his bow and arrows. One part of his mind says, don't fight, don't kill your elders. Another part of mind says, how can you, being a kshatriya, being a grihastha, how can you go for begging? So this mind is in a tug of war. Now he begins to doubt his own decision. He begins to question his own decision, whether it is a proper one or improper one, whether it is discrimination based or whether it is attachment based. Na chaitad vidma katarno gariyah yadvajayema yadivano jayeyuh yaneva hatvana jijivishamaha evasthita pramukhe dhatarashtraah. He says, I am in a big conflict because te dhatarashtraah pramukhe avasthita. My own cousins are arrayed in front of me to fight with me. I would not have faced any problem to fight if it is any other asura. If the person, if the enemy is an asura, I would not have any problem to fight. But they happen to be my own cousins. Yan hatva na jijivishamaha. By killing these kith and kin, we would not like to even live in this world. After conquering everybody, after killing everybody, whatever I am going to get will be a shunya desha only. Nobody, my own kith and kin will not be alive. So I cannot enjoy this world even if I get the kingdom. Not only that, even if it is a dharma yuddham, yadva jayema yadiva no jayeyuhu, we are not at all sure whether we will win the war or they will win the war. If I avoid this war, my mind says that I am escaping from my duty. If I fight this war, my mind says that I am doing a great papam by killing these elders. Therefore, I am confused. My mind has lost discrimination and objectivity. Nacha yedat vidmaha. We don't know what is right. This is a great sentence. For this sentence only Bhagavan was waiting. Long time he was waiting. All the lectures he was hearing. And that too, here also Arjuna is not coming out openly. He says, plural, in a plural, vidmaha, he includes Bhagavan also in that. We don't know whether it is proper or not. I don't know whether it is proper or not, he should have told. But he was adding Bhagavan or others also. Bhagavan only, naturally. We don't know, he says. But Bhagavan is very adamant. Arjuna has to come out openly that I am a fool, you please protect me. As long as he says that, Bhagavan is not going to open his mouth. Nachaitat vidmak kataran no gariyaha. Which one of the course of action? Two course of action is there. One is doing my swadharma. Another is avoiding my swadharma. In doing my swadharma, the positive point is that it is a dharma yuddham. I will get a punya by following my dharma. If I am killed, I will get a swarga as a phala. If I am alive, I will get the kingdom. The negative point is I have to kill my own elders and teachers. teachers, Guru Vadaha is the negative point. This is one point of view. Another point of view is avoiding the war. Their positive side is, I need not kill my elders. By avoiding this war, I need not kill my elders. But the negative is, I have to incur sin by taking recourse to a life of mendicant. And by giving up my own swadharma, I will incur sin. Therefore, O Lord, I confess that in both courses of action, I see both positive points and negative points, but I am not able to decide. We may ask a question, which is a better mental state, whether having doubts or whether having no doubts, whether being ignorant is blissful or having doubts is blissful. Shastra says both the extremes are always similar, being ignorant and being wise. A jnani also doesn't have any doubt in his mind. An ajnani, a sleeping ajnani, also doesn't have any doubt in 99% of the population. You can see they are not at all bothered about dharma, satya, ahimsa, nothing. Just they study some education, get some profession, tell lots of lies. There is no guilt consciousness in their mind at all. They are blissfully ignorant of the things, values. Whether that is right or having doubts is a growth of the mind. Shastra says, having doubts is a sign of growth in our mind. Conflict should come, guilt should come in our mind. Rather than being ignorant, our mind should be a doubting mind or a mind with lot of conflicts. This is called dharma sankataha. Generally our response in our life, whenever these type of duels comes, whenever these type of conflicts comes, what we do is, you know, we just postpone. Tomorrow you will see, or day after tomorrow you will see. But postponement is not the solution. Or you try to escape. You can ask a drunkard, hey, why you are having this type of habit? He will tell naturally, so I am very much sad. What to do? A lot of problems are there in the house. So therefore, to forget it, I am taking this. Or a person who goes for entertainment or cinema, for 2 hours, 3 hours, he forgets all his problems because he identifies with some imaginary characters and tries. But as even he comes out of the cinema theater, what happens? Again this problem, household problem or whatever problem, comes again, says, hey, I have not yet solved. I am here still. You have to solve me. So escapism or postponement doesn't help. In the case of Arjuna, he has transformed himself from viparyaya. Viparyaya means wrong decision, to samshaya. But Bhagavan is not yet satisfied. Because Arjuna told in a very light manner, Nachaitat Vidmak Katharanu, and that too in plural, and that too hidden in all sandhis. In Sanskrit, if you see the shloka, it is hidden in all the sandhis. So Bhagavan is not yet satisfied. He was waiting for Arjuna to come out openly. Karpanya dosho pahata swabhavaha prichami tvam dharma sammudha chetaha yashreyasyan nishchitam bruhitanme shishyasteham shatimam tvam prapannam. This shloka brought Gita teaching to the entire humanity. If this shloka is not uttered by Arjuna, Gita would not have come to this world. Bhagavan wanted Arjuna to admit, to confess his delusion and ignorance openly, and to surrender openly, asking for guidance. And here Shastra says, why at all we should feel bad in accepting our ignorance? Generally we feel bad in accepting our ignorance. Thus ignorance is our birthright. We born with ignorance. Ignorance of everything. Before coming to this world, where we were, don't know. After death, where we are going to go, that also we don't know. In this very life itself, how we are going to grow, we don't know. What is our profession going to be, we don't know. What is going to happen after 10 years, we don't know. So this ignorance is a an inborn character. There is no need for us to be ashamed of being ignorant. But Shastra says, getting birth with ignorance is okay, but perpetuating that ignorance is a sin. Because this human birth is given, human mind is given, just to get away from this ignorance only. In the nature's program, a jiva, with lot of punya only, he gets this human birth. If punya is not there, he would have born in some other wombs, lower animal wombs he would have born, or he would have born as asura and rakshasa. So the very purpose of giving this human birth is for the sake of gaining the knowledge. So perpetuation of ignorance is sin according to scripture. Arjuna, being a hero, he openly now accepts that he is a ignorant person. Accepting that I am ignorant requires tremendous courage. Cowards cannot accept this. They try to cover it. If they are ignorant, you can see in our day-to-day life, you can ask somebody some question. If they don't know, they will say, don't ask this question. Don't ask this question. It is a too much. Like that they will, either they will silence us by scolding, or they will tell, tomorrow I will tell you. Tomorrow means never comes. They don't have that intellectual honesty or courage to accept that I don't know this. But Arjuna, being a hero and has a tremendous intellectual honesty, he openly admits his ignorance. Karpanya dosha upahata swabhavaha aham. Upahataha means non-functional or made defunct. My mind, swabhavaha means here, my mind is defunct, made defunct. My mind is non-functional. Because of what it is non-functional? He says, karpanya doshaha. Because of wretchedness or because of confusions. Karpanyam eva doshaha, karpanya doshaha. Because of karpanya doshaha, my mind is not functioning at all. What is the function of mind? Discrimination. When discrimination is not working, therefore the mind will be stultified or dullened or clouded. These are all the confusions in our mind. Confusion regarding what? Dharma sammudha cheta. With regard to dharma and adharma. Not with regard to atma or anatma. He has not yet heard even the word called atma or anatma. Here his problem is dharma. Dharma or adharma only. Because one part of my mind says, Ma himsya sarva bhutani. Never harm anybody. Never harm any creature. Don't harm any creature. And ahimsa paramo dharmaha. Because he has gone through all the Vedic training. So my mind says, one part of my mind says, ahimsa is the highest virtue and himsa is the highest sin. And another part of my mind says, swadharmam na parityaje. Swadharmam na parityaje, parityaje means a kshatriya, for a kshatriya, swadharma is what? Sacrificing entire life for the establishment of dharma. And what about these enemies? Dhatrashtrasya durbuddehe, he himself told. Hatvaitan atatayinaha, he himself told. They are atatayin. They are durbuddhi. So it is my duty to finish them. It is my duty to kill them. That is my swadharma. Even if it is a bitter one, I have to do it. I cannot sacrifice it. Therefore, I am in confusion regarding dharma and adharma. Aham prichami. I am asking you, yad me shreyaha syat, tell me what is good for me. And that too in a clear way, not goody-goody way. This also is okay, that also is okay. if you go by this train you will get this, if you go by this train you will get, not in that way, in a clear way. Edu nishchitam sheyah tad bruhi, what is certainly good for me, anaikantikataya edu sheyah tad bruhi. Why should I tell? The Bhagavan asks, why should I tell? He says, aham te shishyaha. This is a very very crucial sentence. Arjuna says here, I am your disciple. The master, so far he is a master. Bhagavan asks a simple charioteer only, driver, car driver. Here Arjuna says, aham te shishyaha. Shishyaha means shiksha yogyaha, one who is fit for teaching. Yogyata means what? What are all the criteria for yogyata? Shastra says, first criteria is, a disciple should approach the teacher without any prejudice in his mind. With open mind he has to approach the teacher, not with a testing mind. Because he has gone so many lectures, he has heard so many swamis, let me go there and test whether the person is telling properly or not. Not with that testing mind, but with a open mind. When we want to learn something from others, we have to keep all our prejudices and conclusions away from our mind, at least at the time of shravana. Afterwards you discriminate whether it is proper guidance or not. That is a natural sequence of the mind. We cannot accept everybody's words, and we cannot be satisfied with one person's word. So we may be in a position to hear so many people's words, but up to that hearing time, at least you should have that openness, not a testing attitude. And I should be humble enough in hearing the words or suggestions given by the teacher. So in Sikh religion, all the Sikhs are called a, you know what they are called? Shishya. Shishya, the shakara they cannot utter. In their language, shakara generally is pronounced as takara. So Sikh means shikha. Shikha means what? Shikha. Shikha means what? A shishya. So it's a, what is their guru? Granth Sahib they call it. The very Shastra itself is the guru for them. So it's a beautiful attitude. And as disciple, first point is he should be free from prejudice. Second point is he should not have any testing attitude. Third point is he should be with open mind, at least during Shravana, during hearing these suggestions. And fourth point is humility. Very, very important one, humility. How my humility is expressed? In our Vedic culture, generally we do Sashtanga Namaskara. When we do Sashtanga Namaskara either for our parents or for the Lord or for teacher. And that too, a spiritual teacher, we do that. So doing Sashtanga Namaskara, I physically express that I am seeking your guidance. I am revering your suggestions. I have Shraddha in your words. Like that we express. Therefore Arjuna says, Shadhimam Tvam Prapannam, I surrender to you. Please teach me. I am your disciple. Prapannaha means Sharanagataha. In our tradition, as long as a person has not surrendered to the teacher mentally, he should not be taught at all. Na prishta kasyachit bruyat naja anyayena prichataha jananapi medhavi jadaval lokamachare. This is the advice for teachers or a wise man. He knows all the things. Jananapi medhavi is a wise man. Jatavat lokamachare, he should live in this world as a fool. Like a fool he should live in this world. And he should not advise anybody without seeking. Na aprishtaha kasya chit bruyat. And that too, not casual seeking also. It should be a sincere seeking. Nacha anyayena prachyata. Anyaya means proper way. Anyaya means improper way. If a person seeks guidance, he says, Swamiji, I will give 1 lakh rupees, can you teach me Gita? Swami should teach Gita without taking any money, because Shastra should not be sold at all. If he says, can you come to my house and can you teach me, I will give 1 lakh donation. Shastra says, never do all these things. Here Arjuna, by doing Sharanagati with a lot of Shraddha in Bhagavan Krishna, he made Bhagavan as a Gita Acharya. It is Shadimam Dvam Prapannam. Prapannam means a Sharanagataha, one who has surrendered. Once a person surrenders, naturally Bhagavan becomes Prapanna Parijataya. Parijata is a tree, mystical tree. Whatever you wish, you will get it. Here, Bhagavan becomes a Parijata, because our Arjuna wants to have knowledge. Therefore, Prapanna Parijataya Dotra Vetraika Panaye Jnana Mudraya Krishnaya. So he is going to give a Gita Amritam. When Arjuna converted himself as a Shishya, naturally Bhagavan became Jagat Guru. Guru status can never be attained by any wise man. Guru status can never be attained by any jnani. However much he is a learned or wise, he cannot claim himself a guru unless a person comes and says that I am your disciple. So it is a status given by the disciple, not achieved by the jnani. So here also Bhagavan is waiting. Nobody asked him Atmajnana, and he was there doing all sorts of works as a messenger, as a car driver, as a shoekeeper. So many ways they misused him. Here Arjuna made him, gave this status called Jagat Guru. At least minimum one victim he got. Bhagavan got one victim for this knowledge. Now Parthasarathi is converted as Gita Acharya. Here Arjuna says, Swam Prapannam, I am surrendering to you. For what? Because surrender may be possible with so many intentions. So many people surrender to others with so many intentions. Suppose a person is a rich man, a poor man comes, please, I take shelter under you, please protect me, please give me 10,000 rupees. Or if a person is having arti, suffering, he can take shelter under somebody. So taking shelter, with what intention? Here Arjuna says, I am surrendering to you not for any physical protection. Sugriva surrendered to Rama because his brother was simply beating everywhere, he cannot go anywhere. And Vibhishana surrendered for some material gain. His brother kicked off. As soon as his brother kicked off, he simply came to opposite side and surrendered to Lord. That time Bhagavan Rama was asking the opinion of other friends, Sugriva and others, whether we can accept or not. One person says one way. Our Jambavanji, old people generally, they are very much bothered about time and Tithi, Nakshatra. So Jambavanji told he has come in a wrong time, so he should not be accepted. And Sugriva says he has come from opposite side, enemy side, therefore he should not be accepted. And of course our Anjaneya says that he is a good man, I met him in Ravana Sabha, he was telling Dharma only, so he can be accepted. But Bhagavan says, seeing their goodness, if I accept, what is the greatness in me? Seeing their worth, if I accept, what is the greatness in me? I will accept anybody and everybody, even if they come with a negative attitude. Dattam abhayam maya, he says. And when Sugriva goes to bring Vibhishana to Rama, Ramji says, wait Sugriva, if you happen to see Ravana there, Ediva Ravana Swayam, if you happen to see Ravana there by the time, don't come and again ask whether we can accept Ravana or not. You yourself give protection and bring it. Like that, protection for physical needs or protection for material gain or protection for even mantra upadesha. Sharanagati generally in mantra upadesha, we surrender to our Gurudev. And Mantropadesha cannot remove ignorance. Here Arjuna says, I am surrendering to you, O Lord, for what sake? Nor for physical protection, nor for even material protection, not for some spiritual disciplines also. He says, Shadhi Maam, teach me or instruct me. In Mantra Diksha, generally, there is no teaching is involved. And ignorance is not at all removed. After Mantra Diksha also, we will be as ignorant as before. And conflicts, so many conflicts would have been in our mind, it is not at all removed. What Mantra Diksha does is, it purifies our mind. It quietudes our mind. It makes us to follow certain spiritual disciplines. But it cannot give Atmajnanam. We should be very, very clear. After gaining Atmajnanam, there is no need for any spiritual practices. The very fact that our gurus ask, Diksha gurus ask us to practice certain spiritual practices, shows that there is no Atmajnanam, there is no teaching is involved. For Atmajnanam, teaching is a must, learning is a must, and clarifying all the doubts are must. Therefore, Arjuna says, I don't seek any advice from you. Mantra Diksha is a form of advice. Guru says, don't do this, don't do this. And do this japa, meditate in this way. This is an advice. I don't seek advice from you, O Lord. I want instruction from you. That is, I want knowledge from you. Shadhi Maam, remove my ignorance. If Arjuna was not instructed by Bhagavan, and if Bhagavan choose to advise, suppose, or if Bhagavan want to quietitude his mind, a delusion, simply he should have showed one Vishwarupa Darshana. He is going to show that same Vishwarupa Darshana later. The same Vishwarupa Darshana he could have showed now here itself. Hey Arjuna, recognize me. I am a lord. You see here already I have been Mayai Vaite Nihata Purvameva Nimitta Matram Bhava Savya Sachin. So you should have showed some magic. Vishwarupa magic. And simply told Arjuna, fight. No, Bhagavan did not take that course. Because Bhagavan being a close friend to Arjuna, he wanted to give a permanent solution for Arjuna's life. In advice, what happens? The particular situation is solved. The same situation with little bit modification, if it comes in future in our life, again we have to run towards the person who is going to give advice. But in teaching, but in knowledge, after receiving the knowledge, if I have received the knowledge of dharma and adharma, I would never seek any advice from anybody, because it is very clear. If I would have received Atmajnanam, then also my mind will be free from all conflicts. This is the difference between advice and teaching. In advice, doubts are not cleared, ignorance is not removed, it is a temporary solution, and advice generally makes a person dependent on the teacher. But in teaching, teaching removes ignorance. It makes the disciple independent. It makes the disciple to be wise enough to tackle the problems in future also, based on this wisdom which he has received. And it is a permanent solution. Therefore only in our Shastra, they say, Jnana Dhanam is the highest Dhanam. Varieties of charity is there, na? Dhanam means charity, what you give. Dravya Dhanam, giving something materially. And Aparavidya Dhanam. Aparavidya means academic sciences. But Atma Jnana Dhanam is the highest charity. Just now, by surrendering to the Lord, Arjuna has converted himself as a disciple. By this conversion, he has gone through three stages. What are they? First, he has recognized the samsara disease which is in his mind all the time. But suddenly, a moment in his life has brought him to feel in an intense manner that samsara roga. Samsara roga is there in everybody's mind all the time. But one particular time only, generally our mind feels intensely. So Arjuna felt it that he has a samsara and he wanted to cure it. Therefore he tried lot of self medication methods. Fortunately for us and for Arjuna also, he end up with a wrong decision of escapism. When he found that this escapism method is not going to solve the problem, when he recognized the helplessness in self medication, he says, I am dainyaha karpanyaha. Then third one is, openly he surrenders to the Lord asking guidance. That is called sharanagati. In Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad, pariksha lokan karmachitan brahmane nirvedam ayat nasti akritaha kritena tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva abhigachet samitpanihi shotriyam brahmanishtam. Entire stages of spiritual growth is given in this shloka. As even a person is involved in his day-to-day duties, if he has an observing mind, brahmane, not sarve, only in brahmana mind. Brahmana mind means a sattvic mind, an observing mind, an intelligent mind. It will find out whatever I am going to gain will be a result of something. The very fact that I am going to gain in future, it is going to be a result of my actions. Infinitude cannot be a result of some action. What I am seeking is not a result. What I am seeking is happiness, unalloyed happiness, permanent happiness, a purnatva, an infinite happiness. Infinitude cannot be a result of some action. Nasti akritaha. Akritaha means infinitude. Infinitude means it is not limited by time and space. Any result in my life is limited by time and space. The very fact it is going to be a future affair, it is limited by time and space. Therefore an intelligent person will come across the samsara roga, that whatever I do in my life, whatever I get in my life is limited by time and space. Samsara is nothing but limited by time and space and causation. When a person understands this, then what he has to do? He has to go to a guru, a teacher. Tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva abhigachet. Sa eva abhigachet. Tad vijnanartham eva abhigachet. Sa gurum eva abhigachet. Sa kshotriyam brahmanishtam guru eva abhigachet. The eva kara is very very important. Here Arjuna has successfully crossed three stages: discovery of samsara roga, recognition of his helplessness, and guru upasadanam. Now Bhagavan is very very happy, who was looking for an opportunity to guide Arjuna, because Arjuna happened to be a great friend. You know, in Mahabharata we come across, and in Bhagavatam we come across their close relationship. Before war, when Sanjaya came as a duta from Dhritarashtra, Sanjaya expressed whatever words told by Dhritarashtra, he told. So Krishna told, come to my house evening. So Sanjaya went there. Sanjaya, a devoted person, and he knows what is going to happen in future, because dharma only is going to win, and this Dhritarashtra is a dharmic person, that also he knows. Bhagavan called him, therefore he was afraid. So slowly he went, with all hesitation he went to Bhagavan's house. There he found Arjuna was sleeping on the lap of Rukmini Devi, putting his head on the lap of Rukmini Devi and putting the legs on the Bhagavan, and Bhagavan was doing Pata Seva. Sanjaya got terrified. What is this? Arjuna knows that Krishna is Bhagavan, but simply this fellow is lying, and that too putting head on the Rukmini Devi and putting leg on Bhagavan. So Bhagavan showed, you have seen, this much I am close to him. Arjuna is not at all different from me. Arjuna is not at all different from me. We are Naranarayana, eternal friends. Naranarayana, Bhagavan's avatara, for the welfare of the world. They do tapasya all the time in Badrikashrama. So we are the manifestation of Naranarayana. So that much close Arjuna was. His attitude towards Bhagavan was a sakya bhava. In that sakya bhava, these things are allowed. But after seeing Vishwarupa Darshana, now you will tell, oh Lord, I am prostrating in front of you, back side of you, left side of you. Like that he will ask pardon. Piteva putrasya sakheva sakyuhu. Bhagavan being very close to Arjuna, he wanted to share this wisdom. But one more stage Arjuna has to go through. What is that? Renunciation. You cannot get something without paying the price. What is the price for Atmajnana? Renunciation. Now that is expressed.
Nahi prapashyami mama panudyad yachokamuchoshanam indriyanam avapya bhuma vatapadnamruddham rajyam suranam apichadhipatyam.
Renunciation is the one criterion which shows our interest in self-knowledge, which shows our love for Lord. In our Shastra, suppose if somebody says, I am loving the Lord, generally there is a scale. The scale is renunciation only is the scale. What do you mean by renunciation? In Sri Ramakrishna's words, Kamini Kanchan Tyagaha. In Shastric words, Vityeshana, Lokeshana, Putreshana. Vityeshana means desire for wealth. And desire, Putreshana means desire for progeny or sense pleasures. And Lokeshana means desire for other worlds or desire for name and fame. All these three are permanent or impermanent? All these three are certainly impermanent. If I claim that I love the Lord, what do I say? I say that I love permanent. When I say I love the Lord, what I want to say? I love permanent thing. While saying I love permanent thing, how can I be attached to impermanent things? So that is the logic behind this. Renunciation is the one criterion behind all spiritual attainments. So here our Arjuna says, O Lord, the suffering which I am going through in this samsara is so intense, I am not able to even bear this, even bear for even a kshana, for a moment also. I am ready to give up anything and everything, even if I am given the adhipatya, that is lordship, ownership over three worlds, I am not going to be satisfied with that. When Yamadharma Raja was approached by Nachiketas, Nachiketas asked one question about the same Atma Vidya. Then Yamadharma Raja told, don't ask this question. Instead of asking this question, ask for any other boon I will give you. I will give you plenty of lifespan. Thousands and lakhs of years you can live in this world, and that too with all health and wealth, and having a beautiful women surrounding you, and they will serve you like that. So he was testing Nachiketas. Nachiketas happened to be a great renunciate. He told, Shobhava Martyasya Yadanta Kaitat Sarvendriyanam Jarayanti Tejaha Api Sarvam Jivitam Alpameva Tavaiva Vaha Tavanasya Gite. Yamadharma Raja told, I will give you car, nice Mercedes Benz car, lot of entertainment groups also I will give, Nritya and Geeta, singers and dancers I will give you, and I will give you plenty of wealth. Here Nachiketa says, oh Yamadharma Raja, all these things Tavaiva Vaha Tava Nritya Gite, let it be yours only. I don't want anything. Why? Shobhava Martyasya Yadanta Kaitatu. I don't know whether I am going to live next day or not. Even if you say, I will live 1 lakh years, after 1 lakh years, you yourself will come and tell, hey, last day, get out. He'll tell that. All these 1 lakh years I have enjoyed, the very fact that all these years I have enjoyed will make me more suffering when I have to get away from these sense pressures. Not only that, during sense pleasures also, I am not actually enjoying, I am losing all my energy. What do you mean by sense pleasures? What do you mean by pleasures? He defines here, jarayanti tejaha. By all my energy is taken away, you call it as a sense pleasure. You go on, see TV, what happened? All the energies of the eyes are carried away. So I don't want to lose this great opportunity. Now vittena tarpaniyaha manushyaha. Nobody in this creation got satisfied with will. And he asked, because Yamadharma Raja is a sakshi, sarva sakshi, kala tattva. Whatever happens, happens in time only. Na? So he is the sakshi, he is the witness for all the happening. 8-year-old boy asked, have you found anybody who got satisfaction through will? Therefore, this is a great opportunity for me. You only can teach me this Atma Jnana. What Shastra means by this story is, without renunciation, gaining a spiritual enlightenment or spiritual wisdom is never possible. Then we may ask, what about us? Do you mean to say, tomorrow itself I have to resign my job and go to barber shop, have a shave? Do you mean to say, Bhagavan says, as long as you ask this question, don't do this. As long as you ask the question that whether should I renounce, if you ask, don't renounce. Because it will be a compulsory renunciation, it will not long last. When actual renunciation comes, this very question will not be there for you. You will never ask, should I renounce my job, should I renounce my wife, should I renounce my all my wealth? Bank deposits, insurance. So Bhagavan is going to tell Arjuna, though you wanted to go for sannyasa way of life, in my opinion you are not fit for it. Since you are not fit for it, all your duties should be directed for gaining that fitness. So that is the teaching for an average person. That is the teaching for general humanity, that prepare yourself for renunciation. All spiritual disciplines in the Shastra is for this renunciation only. What type of renunciation? Kakavishtayam. Shankaracharya in one place says, suppose a crow has a drop. Suppose a crow has dropped. How much time it will take for you to renounce that dropping? Will you think over it, meditate on it? Simply without any effort, you will renounce it. Similarly, the entire world will be renounced for the sake of infinite knowledge, for the sake of knowledge of infinitude. The gain is going to be an infinite one. Therefore, whatever I renounce happened to be a petty thing. Arjuna is here conveying that I am ready to renounce all the petty things, which includes lordship over all the three worlds. More details and meaning of this shloka we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmani Pranadakleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om.